Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's been some leadership changes at the Christian Opportunity Center. Let's go in-depth with John Eilers and Jody Tucker with the COC. So, John, how long has it been since you took over leadership of the COC?
Well, I started July 1, so it's not quite 3 weeks yet.
But you had a long transition as second person in charge, so you pretty much hit the ground running, I presume.
Well, I'd like to think so. I started here 14 years ago as the associate director, and at that time, the process was already in place for me to move into Rod's position when he retired, and so we've been working towards that ever since, and that's been quite a period, yeah.
Those are some big shoes to fill.
Really big shoes to fill. Rod has been here, was here 31 years, and he was a great leader for COC. The COC expanded considerably during that time. Big shoes to follow.
And Jody, what's your role?
I am now the associate director at COC.
And how does that feel?
It's a little surreal, but it's very exciting as well. I've been with COC for 19 years and have held many different positions. So now to be associate director, where it's overseeing a lot of all of the programs, really, is it's an exciting feeling to be stepping into this new role.
And would you have thought that 19 years ago, one day you'd be associate director?
Absolutely not. Each time I would take a new position, I said, no, I would never do regional director. I would never become associate director. And each time when the opportunity presented itself, I would think about it and pray about it. And it felt like I needed to take that next step. So, yes.
And so I'm sure there are listeners that don't know what COC does. Would one of you like to explain that?
Sure. COC provides services for people with disabilities, and that can range from intellectual disabilities, developmental disabilities, people with chronic mental illness. We provide residential services and vocational services and day programs, and it's across a range of people who have fairly severe disabilities to people who have mild disabilities, and we work at all levels, helping them, supporting them in becoming part of their communities, in accessing community jobs, in living in the community. We have group homes throughout the communities, and just helping them have as full a life as possible. That's what our goal is and our purpose.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with John Eilers and Jody Tucker with the Christian Opportunity Center. Well, it wasn't very long ago, like when I was a kid and probably beyond then, that nobody really cared about the quality of life of people in this situation, did they?
No, and I think that is one of the things that we have really seen over the years is that communities have really embraced the people that we work with, and they are an integral part of each community that they live in. And that has been wonderful to see, and it's just very rewarding to have been a part of that over the last years and to see that continue in the communities that these folks all live in.
Well, they make our communities richer.
Yes.
I mean, every day that whenever I talk to somebody, they're always ready to engage and talk and just, I don't know, I just feel better because they're here and integrated and part of, you know, the community and family.
Yeah. Years ago, I think people sort of stood back and stared when they saw people with disabilities in the community, and they were kind of kept apart. And nowadays, people, they talk, I mean, like they would with anyone else, and it's really great to see, and the people supported enjoy that as well. It makes their lives more complete, so it's great.
It's pretty amazing how poorly we can act, but yet it takes us a while and we learn. I mean, just our species, it's just like we're constantly reassessing where we are. Can you tell us a little bit about the challenges that COC faces now? I mean, I'm sure it's constantly changing, and most of the public doesn't know all of the challenges that you face.
Well, I'll start. Funding is, COC is financially sound. You know, Rod was very good about making sure that was the case in his tenure here. But there's continuing challenges with managed care coming to Iowa and dealing with that. It has improved getting paid for services considerably from when they started. But that's something that we need to continue with, because we do sometimes have to refile claims and do things like that, and it slows down the payment. So we continue to work on that. Jody, maybe you'd like to talk about staff retention and hiring.
That's what I was going to say. Staff turnover and staff retention are also a huge challenge for us. It's a very demanding job. It's a very rewarding job, but it's a very challenging, demanding job. And the hours are not always ideal, and the pay is not always ideal. And so keeping staff long term can be a challenge. And it's very important for the people that we support to have staff that have been here a while and know them and get to know all the intricacies about each person. And so when you have a high turnover rate, that can become very difficult. And our counties have a very low unemployment rate, and so it makes it even more challenging to hire staff that want to stay here. Thankfully, we do have a lot of staff that are passionate about the mission that we have and about the work that we do. And so that has definitely made our organization successful over the years. But it continues to be an ongoing challenge.
Well, and it has to be somebody with a special kind of mindset that they find joy and comfort in helping people that need their help. This can't be anybody.
Right. If you're here just for the paycheck, you're probably not going to last long, because you're going to get burned out pretty quickly. But for people who truly have a heart for people with disabilities, and they can see the blessing that they are to our lives, then those are the ones who really stick around and stay long term.
So. Yeah, we do a staff survey every year, and we ask staff about the things that are difficult for them and the things that they enjoy about their work, so we can, you know, make adjustments as best we can from the management perspective. The thing that is always rated the highest among our staff is how much they love and consider it a joy to work with the people that they support. It's important to the people, like Jody said, that stay here a long period of time. So they consider it, I believe, a ministry, a mission, as well as a job, and that makes it important. So,
yeah, when it's a mission, it has a whole nother angle to it. Mm-hmm. There's some fulfillment there and gifts that come with that. And
another challenge that we just face is the regulations that we have to meet, and the amount of documentation that staff have to do. And whenever we do these surveys, that's always one of the things that people would like to see changed. And, you know, regulations are necessary, and those sorts of things are very important, but the amount of work dedicated to meeting regulations and doing documentation sometimes takes away from the time that can be spent interacting with the people supported. So that can be another challenge, is how do we meet all these regulations while still keeping our interactions with the people supported our primary focus, and that being the most important thing.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with John Eilers and Jody Tucker with the Christian Opportunity Center. How's community support? You're in Des Moines, Oskaloosa, Pella, but you serve, and maybe more.
Indianola. Knoxville, yeah.
Yeah, Knoxville. And so how's community support? Are we doing our part to help?
I think so. I see community support. Now, in Des Moines, we get a little lost because we're kind of a small provider in kind of a big market there. But community support in the other communities we serve has been excellent. I mean, they're very accepting of the people that we work with and our staff working with them. And you know, we have volunteers who arise for different things and help with things when we need assistance. And so community support, in my opinion, just been great in all the communities that we're working in.
Are there volunteer opportunities more? You need more volunteers?
Oh, we are always open to getting more volunteers. Chrissy Edsel is our volunteer coordinator here in Pella, and she is always open to hearing from people who have gifts that they want to share with us, whether it be just something that they come in as a group to do together, or maybe it's meeting one-on-one, getting to know someone individually, going out for coffee with them, that sort of thing. We have a lot of different things that people can volunteer for. Yes.
So just give a call.
Contact Chrissy Edsel or look on our website. You can find it there as well. So.
What else would you like people to know about COC?
Just that we, you know, we don't want to stand out. We want to be a part of the community. We want the people that we support to be part of the community and treated just like everyone else in the community. But at the same time, we hope people are aware of the work that we do and support. You know, we're always looking for good staff. So if someone's looking for a job or you know someone looking for a job, send them our way. If someone wants to volunteer and make a difference in a person's life, we can, you know, come this way. We can find a place for them to do that. And we financial support is always good too. COC, you know, has a foundation. We do a golf tournament every year. We try to do some event in all the communities that we work in. And if you can support that way as well, that's wonderful. It all helps us accomplish our mission.
Share one of your best days. When you walked out of here and thought, today was a good day, I really made a difference. Somewhere, sometime in the past, one of those days, which one keeps coming back to you? And would you mind sharing it?
I think one of mine was actually very early on, and I've had lots of great days here at COC, but there is one day that I remember. The people that we support, seeing them accomplish new things, new goals that maybe we thought were unreachable at the beginning. And we had one individual actually in one of our Indianola homes that I was working with at the time and had been in a wheelchair for as long as I had known her and had been slowly working on a goal to be able to take her first steps as an adult. And I saw that happen. And that at that moment, I'm like, this is why we do this, because we get to be there for those moments and we get to help them accomplish these goals for themselves that someone else may have said, oh, they're never going to be able to do that. And we get to be a part of that. And it's just very rewarding to see those things. That was a good day.
John, do you have a good day?
Well, I guess what I've always enjoyed is every day the people from our intermediate care facility residences across the street come across and they work on small contract work during the day, and then at the end of the day at 2:30, 3 o'clock, they in small groups they go back across the residence, and when I have met them either outside going back or in the hall, and to be able to address them by their first names, those that are verbal will say something back to you, will smile, because they've enjoyed having reason to be that day, to come over and to be a part of something, and the staff are always great and always friendly, and it just to see people smile that they are in fact enjoying their life, and to me that's a good day. That's what our goal is.
Thanks to John Eilers and Jody Tucker for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.